Good morning, it's Thursday, June 20th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We've got new episodes out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, so make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Today, earlier this month, the 56th annual Ham Fest, organized by the Apple City Amateur Radio Club, transformed the Dryden Gun Club grounds into a vibrant hub of activity, learning, and camaraderie. And later, the Eastmont School District is cutting its two art teacher programs as part of budget reductions for the upcoming school year. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. Earlier this month, the 56th annual Ham Fest, organized by the Apple City Amateur Radio Club, transformed the Dryden Gun Club grounds into a vibrant hub of activity, learning, and camaraderie. Participants, ranging from local residents to visitors from across the state, set up their trailers and tents, turning the venue into a lively camping site. They shared and traded equipment, demonstrating the community spirit that is central to amateur radio. The Wenatchee World's Renee Diaz was there and spoke to attendees and organizers, including Jerry Eisenhart, a club member who got his first ham license at 13. She also spoke to Salvatore Spagnoli, president of ACARC, and Matt Cosma, who's involved with Amateur Radio Emergency Services.
Today we're at HamFest, hosted by Apple City Amateur Radio Club, or ACARC. Members are practicing their ham radio skills, allowing people to communicate both locally and internationally. There's no need for Wi-Fi or cell phones at the Dryden Gun Club. Amateur radio or ham radio is more than just a hobby for some. It's a community and a service that brings people together, teaches people how to operate ham radios, and even save lives in emergencies. One of the members of the club, Jerry Eisenhart, credits his career in journalism to ham radio.
My call letters are K7ABJ. I've been licensed since 1957. I was 13 years old when I got my license. Actually, I was hospitalized. The man that administered the license, his name was John Baird, and I just met one of his relatives here today.
Eisenhart was the owner of Cozy Radio and won many journalism awards, including the Hall of Fame Achievement Award from the Edward R. Murrow College of Communications at Washington State University in 2019.
So amateur radio was the foundations of how my career got launched. Coming to here today is amazing because I see all these old friends, or the friends of friends, and I don't see them every day because I live in Chelan now. So what an opportunity, what a joy, and it's really nice to be here.
At HamFest, experienced radio operators from ACARC host classes to show off the practical applications of amateur radio. The organization also proctored exams so more people can become certified ham operators. One of the highlights of HamFest is the bunny hunt. Transmitters are hidden for participants to find, simulating real-life emergencies like finding a plane crash. Salvatore Spagnoli, president of the club, explains.
We train to learn how to find a transmitter. Surprisingly, the kids can find the transmitters too. It's pretty amazing what they can do. And they go out and try to find wherever we put it, and then they win a prize. That's one of many things.
ACARC is part of the American Radio Relay League, a global network ready to respond in times of crisis. Matt Cosma from the Amateur Radio Emergency Services says the club is prepared to work with first responders and serve as a line of communication in emergencies.
We can come in with, you know, radios, antennas, coax. We know how to put that together and set something up from nothing. And that's one of the big advantages, I think, to ham radio operators is that we can come in with equipment and build out something.
Amateur radio goes even further, all the way to space. Through partnerships with the International Space Station, students around the world can communicate with astronauts. 9 organizations, including the Pacific Science Center in Washington State, are planning events this year to connect students with NASA crew members. Looking ahead, amateur radio clubs across the country will take part in a field day on the third weekend of June. They'll be setting up receivers in parks to demonstrate their capabilities to the community and connect with each other nationally. ACARC will host its field day in Wenatchee from June 24th to the 25th. Visit applecityarc.com for more information. Reporting in Wenatchee, I'm Renee Diaz.
Again, ACARC's HamFest is just one of many events the club hosts. It offers a space for old friends to reconnect and for newcomers to learn about amateur radio. The next major event is Field Day, scheduled for June 24th to 25th in Wenatchee, where clubs across the country will set up receivers in public parks, showcasing ham radio to the community. Next, we're discussing significant changes coming to the Eastmont School District for the upcoming school year. Superintendent Becky Berg has announced that the district will be eliminating its two art teacher positions as part of budget reductions. This decision is part of a broader effort to adjust the district's budget in response to declining enrollment and inflationary pressures. In an effort to continue offering art education, the district has decided that art will now be taught by general education teachers in their classrooms. Superintendent Berg emphasized that the district will still adhere to Washington state standards for art education. The cuts are expected to save the district approximately $300,000. Importantly, the affected art teachers will not lose their jobs, but will transition into general education roles. During the June 10th school board meeting, concerns were raised about the impact of these changes on the elementary school's art program. Angie McGinnis, one of the district's art teachers, expressed her deep connection to her role. She said, quote, "This isn't just a job or a paycheck. It's an extension of me, of my mission to plant seeds of creativity in every single child I get the blessing to encounter." McGinnis and her colleague, Lisa Dougherty, were instrumental in developing the elementary art program from scratch without a manual or guideline. The decision to adjust the art program was not taken lightly. Superintendent Berg acknowledged that other areas within the district will also face reductions. These include adjustments to benefits for administrators, cuts to non-critical positions, and the non-renewal of underutilized tech licenses. Additionally, some curriculum purchases will be delayed. Berg reassured the community that no jobs will be lost, saying, quote, "We're finding other funding sources. We do this every year, but this year it's a little more." Thanks for listening. For more information on all the stories you heard today, visit us at WenatcheeWorld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Saturday.